It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. We enjoy so much the opportunity to get out and visit with farmers on their farms, farms of all sizes, growing all kinds of crops. And one thing we often hear is about the drive for more efficiency in farming because of the difficulty of the cost price squeeze. But the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they are willing to help you producers to help get more life out of your equipment and to help you avoid costly breakdowns by relying on the Mystic family of lubricants, JT8 super heavy duty engine oils, the JT6 greases, JT5 universal transhydraulic fluid. All put together, they help give you lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer on the website, mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. That pregnant woman injured during the fireworks display night before last in Rock Island, Illinois, had her baby, and they are both doing well. Following that horrible incident which killed two people, a 100-year-old oak tree there near the courthouse fell on the crowd late Tuesday night during the fireworks display. From This Week in Agribusiness, there were some heavy 4th of July rains here in the heartland of America. Between Storm Lake and Spencer, Iowa, 3 to 5 inches fell. The northeast part of Nebraska, 3 to 5 inches. On some already saturated fields, 1 to 3 inches in the I-80 corridor from Joliet to Princeton, Illinois. The former manager of the PS Food Mart at Marshall, Michigan, is looking for work after the text she sent an employee. Crystal Fisher texted her boss asking for time off from her job at the PS Food Mart because her 18-year-old son has been on life support in the hospital. Well, the manager texted back, "I've been more than accommodating during this, allowing schedule changes and such. There's no reason you can't work, and I will not tolerate drama." The drama is in the manager's life now after being fired by PS Food Mart for her insensitivity. Crystal Fisher shared that text exchange on her Facebook page, and as of this morning, it has been shared by others nearly 89,000 times. They have a celebration planned tomorrow at Hohenwald, Tennessee, small town southwest of Nashville. That's where the Elephant Sanctuary is, the biggest in North America. Shirley, an Asian elephant, will turn 70. Now that means she's lived well over 30 years longer than elephants usually do. If Shirley could tell her life story, it would be quite a tale. She was born in Sumatra in 1948 and was captured at the age of 5 and sold to a traveling circus, where she entertained audiences for more than 20 years. Around 1958, Shirley survived a capture attempt by Fidel Castro's forces in Cuba. And then she walked away from a highway vehicle accident that killed two other elephants. She was on a circus ship that almost sank. Well, for 19 years now, it's been a peaceful life in Tennessee. That elephant sanctuary is not open to the public. But as you know, cameras are everywhere. You can go online. You can watch Shirley at elephants.com. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.